Again, we appreciate everybody's here. I'm going to start out in 1 Peter, and I'm going to go maybe two or three different places, but you stay with us. Sometimes my eyes, they play tricks on me, and I get down maybe two or three lines below or up above. But anyway, we'll do our best to bring you a message from the Word of the Lord. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 12, and we can relate to this real good. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye might be glad also with exceeding joy. Now, things happen to us day after day after day. When we're on the road to glory, every day, something come up, or we deal with things that there's fiery trials that is to try us, and we count it maybe strange things happening to us that we're not used to, we're not prepared for, but we're able to endure them and overcome them if we've got the hand of God in our life upon us. To lead us and guide us and direct our life. I'm here to tell you today that we are be tried by as before, day by day. It's an ongoing thing. We just cannot cope with the world. The devil is out to get us, to drag us down if he can. But through praying, seeking God, that we'll make heaven right on time. Whenever the Lord gets ready for us, we look into another scripture. I know the Bible said in Jude, the 17th verse, but beloved, I remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there could be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separated themselves essentially, having not the Spirit. But ye beloved, build up on yourself, on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and others, say with fear, pulling them out of the fire, having even their garments spotted by the flesh. And now unto you, unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before of his glory with an exceedingly joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and dominion and power both now and ever. Amen. Now the apostles told us that there would come in the last days mockers mocking you. but never a stumbling block. In our way, there is one that is able, and I'm glad that whenever he went to the cross and died for me and you, I went to the grave. And in 3 days, he arose again. And when he got back to the Father, he sent the Holy Ghost and the apostles to teach us, to get us, and make us able. And I'm glad he is able to keep us whenever we are tried with the devil. He comes as a roaring lion, but he is able. I'm glad that the devil, it cannot take us down as long as we are trusting in him. I'm glad that he is able to do all things. Everything is impossible with us. It's possible with him. My brother, he said, whenever the concerning the strange things that happened to us, listen, it always comes up at an unexpected time. I'm not ready for this that happened to me. But listen, he's saying to lean on him. He is able to help us through all the fiery trials that is to try us with exceedingly joy. But listen, the Bible talks about he is able to keep us from falling because we're partakers of his suffering. He suffered, bled, and died for us to make us to be partakers of his suffering. So then, when we suffer in the flesh, and we are able to keep going, not fall, there's so many today that separate themselves from the love of God and fall because they went astray.
Yeah,
they separated themselves from the love of God. But the Bible said that he talked about this when the apostles were here. He said, I to remember how that they told us in the Word of God. I can see a man in the Bible whenever he was a chief among sinners. He went about to do work for the devil. He persecuted the Christians. But one day, Jesus come to him. This man had a story, and he took him after he was saved and got on his journey for God. He began to tell the story of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You talk about something strange happening to him. They caught him, put him in jail as he told his story. Listen, but then one day, the king said, I will hear him concerning what he's been accused of. The Bible said, he didn't need a lawyer. God was his lawyer. Jesus was the attorney. And after all is said and done, that God will be the judge. In the 26th chapter of Acts, the Apostle Paul, he wasn't accused. He wasn't in jail for persecuting the Christians. He was in jail because of his testimony in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus' suffering, he was able, to talk about a strange thing happening to this man. He was somewhere in prison. And then Agrippa said unto Paul, thou art permitted to speak for thyself. Then Paul stretched forth his hands and answered for himself. Now get this. I think myself happy, King Agrippa, because I answer for myself this day before I thee touching all these things whereof I am accused of, of the Jews, the Bible said on in, to the 13th verse, he began to tell the story about the saving grace. And he said, I saw in that the way a light from heaven about the brightness of the sun shining around about me and them which adjourned with me. And when we were all fallen to the earth, I heard a voice saying unto me and said in the Hebrew tongue, Saul, Saul, why persecute thou me? It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. Yeah. And I said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. Paul began to tell the story how that he got saved. How that the sun was about as bright, the shining all around him, and he said, I hear the voice from heaven, and he said, who art thou, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus. The same man is able to keep me and you. He had so much witness, he had so much power, that King Agrippa said, Paul, thou almost persuadeth me to be a Christian. I'm as I stand here this morning, I'm telling you about the saving grace of Lord Jesus Christ, and how that he will deliver you from all the fiery trials that is to try you, as he delivered Paul from out of prison, one prison to another. Me and you have never had a situation as they did back in those days. They would put you in jail because you said you were this Christian. Apostle Paul, he said, I think myself happy, King of Ripple. I can speak for myself. Brother, I'm glad that whenever the Lord saved me and brought me out of the bondage of sin, I was able to speak for myself concerning I listen to foreign trials that is to try me because I know I trust in one that is able not only to forgive me of my sin, but is able to confess my name before the Almighty God and to say this one, I come out of great tribulation. Brother, listen, he is able. Apostle Paul, at the end of the race, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of life. Not only for me, but whosoever. And that was including me and you. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'm telling you today, if you go to hell, you'll go over the blood that's shed on Rudder Cross the Calvary. If you go to hell, you'll go because you want to go. Listen, but Jesus loved you and died for you that we might have right to eternal life.
Amen.
Now, I've just skipped around here and yonder talking about the plan of salvation. Brother, the time has come. Can you imagine how far that we are down the road from whenever the Apostle Paul come on the scene? Listen, he was a great man in the Lord. He was a great prophet. He was an apostle. I'm born down a season. I leaning on his face.
Right.
The other apostles were apostles by sight. They walked with Jesus, they talked with Jesus, they slept with Jesus. But there was one day that he was taken away from them, and they had to walk on faith. But what they told them to do, the Apostle Paul, he persecuted the church, the Christian. One day he had a change, I just like everybody else. He had a chance to be saved just like you do. Every man that's ever born into the world has got the same chance to be saved. That included you.
Yeah.
Listen, God never sent nobody to hell, but you send yourself because you don't accept the plan of God's salvation. When strange things happen to you, he said, rejoice with exceeding joy, because the old apostle said, I count myself worthy to be able to suffer with Christ. If they talk about us, they make fun of us, they scorn us, I just lift up holy hands to heaven. Brother, you have never run upon nothing so strange in your life that Jesus can't deliver you out of it. He can deliver us if we're put ourselves in his hands. And he's able. Man, I like the word able.
Yeah.
I see two men one time. They followed Jesus around. They were blind. And they prayed, Lord, hi, Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on us. And give us our sight back. And they followed him in the house. And he stopped. And he turned around. And he said this. Do you believe that I'm able to do this? And they said, yes, Lord, we believe. And he said, according as your faith, let it be done. Yeah. And immediately they come seeing.
Amen.
It's the same. Do you believe in him enough to put your life and your soul in his hands? He is able. Do you believe he's able? He is able. But you've got to trust him. Put your life in his hands. Say, here I am, Lord. Man, I can go on and on and on. Abraham, there was one day he heard a voice. God spoke to Abraham. What did he say? He said, here I am, Lord. So, as a little church, here am I. Take me and use me. Whatever it is you want me to do, Lord. Even though some strange things happen to me, I'm still going to trust in you. Because I know that there is fiery trials that is to try me. But I've never faced a trial that the Lord didn't bring me through.
Right.
But I had to have faith and trust in him and go forward calling on the name of the Lord. Are we going to ask Rita to come and get a song? I'd like for us to sing. If you're here today, I don't know what your situation is, but if you're lost, Jesus would like to forgive you. But if you're here today and you need help, he's here to help you.
Right.
Through all the troubles, sorrow, all the trials that tries us, he's here to help us day after day. I know that we have trouble and we have trials, we have things that happens to us. But put your hands in his hands and he'll lead us home one day after a while. If you feel like you need to pray, come. We'll pray with you. Would there be anybody? Preacher, I ain't where I ought to be. Preacher, I just need to get closer than that unknown. I just need to get closer to him.
The end of time is
we'll have trouble and sorrow even when we're lost. We'll have trouble and sorrow when we get saved.
The difference is we got somebody to help us through it.
Amen,
Lord.
Preacher, I'm not saved. You don't have to leave this building lost. You don't have to go out of this world unsaved. Jesus died on the cross and suffered for me and you. How about it? Would it be anybody? Your days are numbered. You got a day that there's going to be a voice coming to you, and time will be no longer. How about giving your heart to Jesus today? Tomorrow we might be in eternity. He's your Savior today, and tomorrow He may be your judge. Don't go home today unsaved. What an awful, awful thing if you left this building lost and undone and you didn't make it home.
Amen.
Jesus saying, come to me. Hey, we appreciate your attention this morning.